This is MSO News Sports, and our North Shore football coverage continues with St. Mary's football coach Sean Driscoll. Coach, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
All right, you guys are in the playoffs playing at Cardinal Spelman at Friday night at 6 o'clock. You guys number 11 seeded and Spelman number 6 seeded in the tournament, so they get the home game. I got to ask you, though, everybody's looking at the points and the rankings and so on. You guys, you know, have the same record. You beat them during the regular season 12-0, but yet they're seated above you in the D6 rankings. Why? Tell us.
Well, I think part of the reason is the formula itself. It's the teams that you play against and what your margin of victory is comes into play, you know, with that 14-point rule. And we were fortunate to sweep by some couple of games against some tough opponents earlier in the year. But I think it's the power of your schedule and what happens. Now, with that said, you know, you play your conference games. Everyone plays conference games. And if your conference happens to be a little bit on the lower side, you know, with the teams that they play non-conference and they don't do as well, you don't get as many value points. But, hey, we're happy where we're at. You know, we're looking forward to going down. Both teams know each other very well, and we have a history and a tradition over the years of playing. So we're looking forward, and to be quite honest with you, with our young football team, we're happy to be in there.
All right, I want to go into your football team in just a moment. But first up, tell us about game one where you played against them this year. I mean, not your first game, but the meeting you had earlier with them this year, the 12-0 win. Tell us how that game played out, and then what are you looking at this Friday night?
Well, I think we're looking at that first game we played them. You know, we were fortunate we didn't see one of the better players in the league, in the CCL, top quarterback that they have that didn't play against us. He was out with an injury from the week before, and we were fortunate. I think they were a little out of sorts, at least offensively. But I will say we came in and played pretty tough, especially up front. I think it was probably the best game our front seven played on defense, and you know, we were able to shut them out and slow down some of their key plays, which was big. And going down to Brockton and playing the school with a traditional tough physical football team, we were fortunate to get out of there with a 12-0 win. You know, and I think going into this week now, we're fortunate enough to get a little bit more healthier than we were to start the year, get some of our key players back, and they're going to have their quarterback. So I think you throw out that last game in general, I think you're going to see two different types of teams this week. Playing, and I think it's a key matchup in D6. I really do. I think it's going to be a great game, a great high school football game to watch.
I do too. Again, I got one more question before I go to your team, and that is, tell me more about that quarterback that they have. What is the problem that he presents, or multiple problems?
Well, you know, they run a system there where the quarterback is very heavily involved, and he seems to make great decisions at key times in the game. You know, whether he's throwing the ball or running the football. And he's a competitor. You see the way he competes. We saw a little bit later last year when he was just on the defensive side of the ball, and you watch him on tape. And he seems to do all the little things you want in a football player, and I'll tell you why, the kid's tough.
All right, Coach. Now, you guys lost a lot off of last year's team. You're very young. I saw you 2 weeks ago in the win against Archbishop Williams. Are you surprised at how good, or actually the number of wins you have put together this year with this young team? And then I'll talk more about that. But I was so impressed with you guys of what you were able to put together against Archbishop Williams 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, coming into the year, you always set goals based on what you think you're going to have, especially with you know, experienced players coming back and key players. And you know, you kind of adjust your goals as the season goes along. And I think our biggest goal was to, you know, get better as the year went on and try to compete as best we can. And I think our kids have learned that since we started camp in week one. And, you know, we had some hiccups weeks three and four with some very good teams and, you know, hung in there with them and competed and it just couldn't get the job done. And I think those games itself, you know, led to some more experience for a younger team where we're not considered young anymore. You know, we're into this now. This is going to be week nine. It's a playoff week, and I'm happy where we're at with this young group.
Absolutely. Now, you had Joel Maggs return, a two-way player on offense at a running back and, I guess, linebacker on defense, in that Archbishop Williams games. He didn't look like he missed a beat, but now do you have other players coming back from injuries too? So that was another issue you guys had.
We get Ernie. We've been doing one of our better running backs, Ernie Pedras, since week three. We lost him that week. He came back. He's back this week. And, you know, he's cleared to go. He's had a couple of good days of practice. And we're looking forward to actually playing our first game of the year with a full team that we thought we'd have going into the season. You know, with Joel back last week was a nice addition, and he played very well, and he's still got a long way to go just conditioning-wise, you know. But it's good to see, and like I said, we're happy where we're at. We're happy to get some of these guys back. And I'm more happy for the kids that have been out, the seniors that, you know, Joel and Ernie, they've been out, and they're pretty hard workers their senior year, and they missed a lot. And I think it's going to be key to them, and it's just great to see them back in general.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to ask you about your sophomore quarterback, Yanel Belliard. Tell us about how he has come along, and he looked pretty crisp as well in that Archbishop Williams game.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we have a great quarterback tandem between Yanel Belliard and Ty Guy, and Yanel is really coming into his own the last couple of weeks, and especially the stretch of the four wins that we had right in a row. And we're happy for that. He's really competing. He's figured out what we want to do offensively, and even more so, we're getting a big boost from him defensively as well. So it's good to see. And then you look at Tyler Guy, who, you know, has been off and on quarterback for us last year, and coming in this year, he's getting some snaps. He's playing well at that spot too, and at receiver. So we're happy that we have to be a little bit more, you know, flexible in where we can put people and move people around.
Yeah, Tyler Guy is one of those guys, as a wideout, I'm just using that as one point, where he did play in that Archbishop William game quite a bit, but as a wideout, he's a dominant player. He stands out on the field as a wideout.
Oh, absolutely. He's a tremendous athlete for us on both sides of the football, as a safety and a receiver. He's going to be someone to watch over the years.
All right, we've talked about the skilled players, but I just want to kind of wrap it up, Coach, with you, if you want to highlight a lineman or a line, if you will, whatever, because that's obviously critical to winning at this time of the year.
Yeah, I think it starts defensively, you know, with, Chris Mox, you know, Jake Peterson, those guys up front are playing both sides of the football, never leaving the field, and they've been getting better each week, and it's really good to see. And now we're able to rotate some people, Josiah Quintana, through there. He's a senior. He's been playing really, really well. He's one of our top tacklers on our football team. And when you get into this time of year, it's always good where you can rotate those, you know, four linemen, and you get six guys that are going through the rotation, which is great on defense. And offensively, they just flip over and play again. So they're getting a lot of good experience, and they're fighting hard, and I'm happy for their performance last week. And as I keep trying to put into them and tell them that it was great last week, but that's all. We got to move forward now this week and do a better job this week against a very tough football team. And as you know, Bill, in any sport, it's tough to beat a team twice, especially in a three-week span. So we'll see. It's going to be quite the challenge for us, and especially our guys up front this week.
And you're going on the road down to Brockton during rush hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice facility. So, nice facility down there. We look forward to it. And again, it's kind of unique in a way that we're playing another team in our conference, and I think it shows the strength of our conference this year as far as teams getting in the playoffs.
Well, it's an exciting bracket, and not division, if you will, for North Shore teams for sure. So, Sean, thanks so much for your time. Good luck Friday night on the road at Spelman, and thanks again for your time.
Bill, thank you. Take care now.
Okay, Sean Driscoll, head football coach at St. Mary's, here on MSONewsSports.com.